I want you to truly listen to this message, not only with your ears, but with your heart. With your heart. And allow your spirit to truly bear witness with the Word of God, for the Spirit in you will bear witness to the Word of God. Amen? I hear that tonight. Now, I'm really needing help here. I need prayer in this. It's like we need prayer one for another. Moses is in a battle. We should be in a battle like him. Every once in a while, we need somebody to lift our hands up just like Moses. Amen? Amen to God. Amen? We need the church to back one another. If it's the true gospel, hear me what I'm saying. If it's the true gospel, I want every bit of it. I want it. If God would speak to me tonight, as he said to the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? Well, here it is. Now we know, here it is. Jesus had not really showed up yet. The forerunner came out of the wilderness. Amen? I mean, he didn't look like the normal day three-piece suit preacher. Hear me what I'm saying. He didn't fit in with the people. He came out of there. He was a forerunner. He had the message he was bringing to the church. Do you hear me? To the church back then. Amen to God? Well, I can tell you that forerunner, the spirit that was in John the Baptist, should be in you and me, saying, prepare the be God. Hear me what I'm saying. How true it is. But here it is. A man, he's standing there, been baptized. He said, oh generation, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? We need some preachers like that to say the wrath of God is coming. You better get in the ark. I'm telling you, he's coming back. Church, he's coming back. Here it is. John, he's there. He's there in the river. He's a crying out. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight, dear God. He said in other scriptures, lay the axe to the root of the tree. What he said, if it don't bear fruit, cut the thing down. My God, somebody, without Christ, we'll not bear the fruit that God wants to.
Preacher.
Here it is. He's there. They come out there. They say, what must we do? He said, repent. Boy, that's an old-fashioned word today. I said, that's an old-fashioned word today. Is that right? Come on now. Well, I did. But he said, when you repent, bring forth fruit. Meet for it. Show God. We need some John the Baptist. We need some Jeremiah. We need some Paul's today, my God.
Hallelujah. And praise the Lord.
We don't need no tiny tins. We need some bold men and women of God that will stand up and call the devil a liar, but God be true.
Amen.
But here it is. Come on now. Here it is. He's there. He's baptizing. He's baptizing them. And oh, they're coming out there being baptized. He said, now repent of this. Repent. He's a forerunner. He's got the message. The Holy Ghost has brought him out of the wilderness unto the river of Jordan to tell the church he's coming, he's coming, he's coming.
Amen.
And he's a man of God. I read to you, not a man born to woman more greater than John the Baptist.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good saying right there, would you not? Well, dear God, we need somebody with, hear me what I'm saying, with a two-edged sword, brother, coming out of their mouth, walking shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, saying the Lord's coming back. You better repent. You better be ready. He is coming. My God. When we got people in church that leadership, and you can't even put no confidence in them. They'll come when they want to. I'm not interested in that. Hear me? I don't need no backslide preachers. I don't need no backslide. When you got to call the church to church, we better get busy. We better get busy. Hear me what I'm saying? Oh my God, we must be the light to that dark world out there. We must be the forerunner. He is coming back for a church. My God, my God, my God.
Glory now.
Here's John.
Yeah, get him, Holy Ghost.
He's there. John's baptized. He's baptized. What must we do? I tell you what we must do. We must repent of our sins and turn from them. Ask Jesus Christ to come in our lives and be ready to meet him when he comes. He's there. He said, I'm just a voice. But that voice I've got, a lot of you won't want to hear what I'm saying. But I'm crying. I'm pleading out to you. Here he stands there. They're walking out in that water baptizing. They want to know what, you know, he said for the remission of sin. Amen to God. Thank God, thank God. You know you get a disease or something and it's killing you. And then you go back and you pray and the doctors say it's in remission. Yeah. Yeah, come on now. Well, I'll be remission when, you know, when God says remit sin, what it means right there. Now, I know the Bible said remit the sin to them that sin and so forth and that. But I'm telling you, when God calls you out of sin, it's not in remission. It's gone, brother. It's gone, brother. Glory to God. So what happened? What happened there? Here it is. He sat there, baptized, and then one day, he knew the Holy Ghost in him is going to bear witness to the Holy Ghost. That's, come on now. Come on now. He will. He will bear witness, brother. He's baptized all of a sudden. Now here it is. Now the forerunner walks out into the water.
Amen.
Come on now. He walks out there. And Lord, he knew it instantly. He knew it, you see. He said, I had need that you baptize me. I'm telling you, he said, I must decrease. I wish we would decrease. I said, we wish we would. Come on now. Oh, Paul said, I die daily, brother. I'm a dying man, but yet I'm a living man. And I live under Christ, the Son of God. My God, my God. We've been bought with the price. We're no longer our own. When he says go, go. When he says come, come. When he says you don't try to put him in your life. He becomes your life. John's baptized. All of a sudden he looks up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I know I've been the forerunner. Oh, I knew I leaped in my mother's womb when I was just a baby. Come on. But now my eyes see the salvation of the Lord.
Thank
God. All of a sudden,
praise God for the preacher.
He said, I have need that you baptize me. He said, I'm unworthy to stoop down and loosen the latches of my God, my God. Oh, the more we see him, the less we're going to be seen. It's like a man. He can walk around the bank and I can see him. But when he steps out in the water, we won't see his feet. If he goes a little deeper, we won't see his knees. If he goes a little deeper, we won't see his waist. And if he gets out deep enough, we won't see him. My God, somebody. I said somebody. I want to see Christ in the pulpit, on the choir. Oh, somebody. I want to see Jesus, the hope of glory in the body.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord of all.
I've seen religion till I almost want to vomit.
Holy, holy,
holy. Amen.
Praise.
Oh, God. As the preacher said, he was saying, I heard him say, he said, you take a lot of the churches today. He said, if a turkey buzzard flew over it, he'd hold his nose.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's so dead in there, it stinks so bad, it ain't worth it. John, oh Lord, I've been preaching, I've been warning them, and now I see the water. Oh, and the Lord looked at him and said, suffer it to be so now, that all scripture be fulfilled. John, You baptize me. But John said, I baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Well, glory to God. Well, glory to God. Next thing you know, when he baptized our Lord, all of a sudden when he came up out of that water, the Holy Ghost came upon him. Come on now. And there was a voice spoke out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I hope you can say that about sons and daughters in the house. Glory! Well, glory! I don't please myself, I please him. And when I please him, I can know I've been pleased also.
You're preaching, praise God.
Now remember,
glory,
he said, I must decrease.
Amen.
For him, we need to do some increasing. But first we need to decrease.
Amen.
And then we'll see the increase.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I found out how you do that. You get down there and pray through. You lay down there. Oh God, it was some years ago. I was so hurting, so bad. I mean the enemy. I went into the house of prayer. The name of the little church we had. Went in there and I was hurting so bad I couldn't take it. I was crying, bawling. Oh Lord, I need help. I need help. I'm telling you, he showed up. He may not show up when you want him, but he will show up just in time, brother. Oh, he came to me. His presence came. You know, I don't know about this floor. It's probably concrete, and I believe it's got glue holding the carpet down. I don't know. Well, that's what I'm telling you. When he showed up here, if I could have, I would have crawled under the carpet, under the glue to the concrete. I'm telling you, brother, I was decreasing that morning or that night. But when I got up, he increased. But my God, somebody.
Praise God for the preaching.
Now this is John the Baptist we're preaching about.
Yeah.
You read him in Matthew, you read him in Mark.
Amen.
And then
praise God.
He stood there and said, Herod, it's unlawful to have no brother's wife.
Yeah.
Oh!
Come on.
Yeah.
Boy, that ain't going good.
Praise God.
Hello now. You need to repent.
Repent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, devil comes into that. He didn't like when you expose his sins. Come on now, he that what? Listen to me carefully.
Come on, preach it, preach.
This church or any church, your home, no matter what, your home, your relation. Whosoever rewardeth evil for good.
Come on.
Evil shall not depart from your house, saith God.
Praise God for the preacher.
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth that will set you free.
Good God. Jesus.
He said, whosoever rewards evil for good. Evil shall not. I didn't say it's God's word that it will not depart.
Right.
You might as well put a sign out there on your door. Devil, you're welcome.
Come on, preacher. Praise God. Bless him, Lord.
God won't live in this house with sin in it. He's a holy God. He said, come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Glory, honor, and praise unto the Lord of hosts.
Now listen about John the Baptist.
Praise him.
No greater prophet was ever born than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater. For he says, you make it there, brother. You make it there. You'll be with John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah. You'll be among the prophets. Oh my God, Paul's going to be there. Come on. Peter's going to be there. James is going to be there. And I can tell you, at that marriage supper of the Lamb, there will be one, my child, that's going to serve you. Oh my God, somebody. I said he's going to serve you. Oh my God. Serve him here. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now remember, we're, this is about John the Baptist too.
Yeah, preach it, preacher.
Now John,
praise God.
When he said that, the devil's going to kill him if he could. You know, the devil tried to kill Moses. Come on now, the devil tried to kill Jeremiah. Oh, he said, you stoned the prophets, you murdered them. Come on now, I sent them to you. But oh, how often I would have gathered you.
Yes. Yes.
So here, John, next thing you know, this forerunner of Christ, next thing you know, you find him in prison. Now get a hold of this now. When you get a chance, read that Matthew, and then go over there and also read Mark, what I read to you. He's there in prison. And anyway, Herod, Herodian, they didn't like him. Even though Herod at that time liked listening to him.
Amen. Amen.
Read it in the scriptures.
Yes, amen.
Amen. But brother, when John pointed that little bony finger at him, sometimes I think God needs to take that and put it right on the end of your nose. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, sister. I'm talking to you, backslider. Yeah, glory to God. And what I say, believe me, it's not coming back to me. Come on now. Shout with me. When his word goes out, brother and sister, that day we will be judged according to the word of God.
Holy, holy, holy. Glory to
John's. Next thing you know, they have a birthday party. John becomes the center of the attraction. Come on now. Okay, when you get born again, a new birth, the devil's going to come to your birthday party. Come on now. As soon as you get saved and you walk out the door, guess who's going to be there? The devil. And he's going to blow out your candle if he can. But yet the candle of the Lord is the Spirit of God. You ever had a, Lord, you know this. You ever had a birthday and you light the candles. Now make a wish.
Yeah.
Blow out the candles. The wind will blow in the night. Come on. It can be our wind or it can be his wind. Shout with me if you want. Come on now. All of a sudden.
Jesus. Load it up.
His wind. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
I thought I blew him out. They light back up on themselves. Come on now. Well, I must not have had enough wind.
Come on, preacher. Praise God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
And all of a sudden,
get him, Holy Ghost. Get him, Holy Ghost. Get him, Holy Ghost.
What kind of candles are these?
Praise God.
Come on. Well, the devil can huff and he can puff.
Yeah.
blow your house down. He may want to ruin your birthday when you've been birthed again of the Spirit of God. When Zion travails, she'll bring forth something.
Set him afar. Praise the Lord. Bless him, Lord.
They got them candles. They do that.
Praise God.
You can spend all night trying to blow those things out.
Yay. Preach.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. Well, go buy some and try it yourself. Especially sometimes these long-winded preachers. That's been my title in my churches. Oh, no!
That's all right.
Not him. He preaches to me bad things. Why should he preach good things? Well, there's none good but one God. Oh, somebody.
Holy indeed. Bless him, Lord.
That's all he preaches. Every time he preaches to me.
Yeah.
He preaches only bad things about me. Come on now, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah, preacher.
But Lord, can't you set something
Praise
good in me?
God.
If my son's in you, I see good.
Yes,
but if I see the world in you, I see evil.
Come on. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Here we go, Lord. Help me. And he gets down there, and the birthday party, Herod, he had the kingdom, he had it all.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he really enjoyed listening to John the Baptist. And when he said, well, the woman he had talked to her daughter. So she gets out there and listens for him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. He was enjoying his birthday party. And then he went as far as that I gave you half of my kingdom.
Come on, amen.
The problem was she got all of it.
Come on now. Amen.
After a while you find out maggots like kings.
Come on.
Have you ever read there about Herod?
Yeah.
Hello now.
Come on.
And so what happened? Said, I want John the Baptist's head broken in a charter. Oh, God. But see, he already made his promise.
Amen.
Kings don't go back on their promises. But he should have went back on that one.
Amen.
And he kept tarrying about it. The devil comes along. You're that king, in other words, and you know what the people are going to think about you. Because your word is the authority of a king. Especially Christ. Amen. So finally, all right, he pleased her and went down there. And we know they chopped his head off and brought it to him in a charger. Oh, God. But I want to go before that place before. Remember now, this is John the Baptist. But before his head's cut off, he's put in prison. I do not know how long that man of God, that prophet of God was there, the forerunner. He stood and told him exactly what God gave him to tell. The forerunner, so close with God. He's in prison now. He had no problem. Oh, you generate. He preached that gospel with power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Here's a man that wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid of losing his life. But now he's in prison all by himself. Probably down there in some chains in darkness. And you think about it now. The devil's probably hitting him on every end possibly now. He knew he's in trouble. He knew he's going. Remember what he said. I must decrease. Come on now. He's down there.
Amen.
And down there praying, seeking God. Oh, God. And I can see him looking back. I seen the dove form come upon him. I heard the voice of God. I'm here in this prison all by myself. I feel so forsaken. Amen. Now listen to what he says. How can this man, all of a sudden, the devil's talking to him, that mind, do you hear me? That flesh, if you don't keep it dead, it'll kill you. Hear me what I'm saying? He's down there. So what did he do? He called two of his disciples. Come on now. He called those men to him. And he said to them, he said, I want you to go. I need an answer. Oh, I need an answer. It was he wavering there? Was there something there that was troubling? Come on now. This is John the Baptist, brother. Come on now. He heard the voice of God filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, a forerunner. Lord, wasn't afraid to point his finger at the world. But now he's in prison. And in that prison, oh, Lord God. He knew. He figured, they're going to kill me. They're going to cut. They're going. Because I know I just about know. But he's in there. Now before, he was standing on the banks of Jordan saying, behold, the Lamb of God, the forerunner of Christ. He's seen him. He's heard the voice of God. That chaffing dove come upon him. But now he's all alone. In our life, we're going to come into those places. But that's where we need to trust in God. Hear me what I'm saying? That's where we need to get in that closet. Hear me? When your wife walks out on you, come on now. Or your husband leaves you for another woman. That's where you say, my God, I've been serving you. What's wrong here? I've got sickness in my body. I don't understand it. I felt the power of God baptized in the Holy. What's wrong, Lord? What's wrong? I need to hear from you. I need an answer, Lord. Now stop somebody. Somebody, we need that. We must have that. This wasn't your normal Sunday school teacher. Hear me, this wasn't your normal little pastor. This was the man of God that forerun.
Yeah.
Hear me? And he says, he calls two disciples. And he said, I want you to go. And I want you to ask him, is it he or do I look for another?
Come on, amen.
Brother, you better think about that.
Yeah.
Show me some John the Baptist today, and I'm going to start unloosening his latches of his shoes. Matter of fact, show me some John the Baptist, and I'll take a pan of water and wash his feet and kiss right on the top of his feet.
Yeah.
Come on now. Shout with me now. I said, shout with me now. Oh, my God. I found out my Savior put a towel, put a basin down there, and begin to wash the feet of those disciples, the very one that's going to deny. One that said, we'll all go to prison for you.
Yeah.
And then when it happened, they all scattered.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, here's that forerunner, the voice of God crying out.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man born of woman, no greater than John the Baptist.
Yeah.
And baptized him. Seen the power of God, the anointing.
Yes.
And now he's in prison. He's in prison, oh Lord. Oh God. Somehow that devil began to probably talk to him. Come on now. I'm not putting that man down at all. Now don't you get me wrong there. Don't you run off and say, Brother Patterson, but no sirree, brother. I better look there and see what God said about him.
Come on, man. Come on, brother. Lord.
None greater. That was born of woman. John the Baptist.
Hey, come on, preacher.
He's in that prison.
That's right.
Lord, can you ever say, have you ever said, Lord, I've been faithful to you. What, why is this happening to me, Lord? Lord, I'm not feeling your spirit like I used to feel it.
Come on.
Lord, I just can't seem to, get this breakthrough.
Amen.
I feel like I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. But I'm fearing things. Things are coming. There's fear coming against me. There's such a spirit of fear, Lord. And Lord, have I done it? You begin to search.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro. Come on.
You begin to knock on that door and say, dear God, answer.
Yes.
And then you pray, Lord, if only somebody would call me up.
Bless the Lord.
If a brother in the Lord, a pastor, an evangelist, or a sinner, just call me up and say, I got a word from the Lord for you.
Yes.
If only somebody would say, brother, let's two walk together. Come on.
Yes.
Come on now.
Amen.
Somebody, a faithful brother or sister.
Blessing Lord.
Listen, I was praying, and I was praying. The Lord showed me.
Yeah.
You've been going through some things. You're hurting.
Come on.
That's right.
But he wants me to tell you joy's coming in the morning. Come on now. Come on now. Where is that man of God? Where is that church that said we've been interceding for you? And last night in that revival, I felt the presence of the Lord come into my bedroom and heal my body.
Glory. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Now, this was John the Baptist. Be careful how we compare ourselves one to another.
Come on, amen.
Don't measure yourself one another. Right. You better measure yourself with Christ.
That's
a big measurement, brother, I can tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah.
John,
yeah.
You got hold of a couple of days. I said, here's what I need you to do.
Bless you, Father.
I'm going to read it again to you.
Blessing Lord.
Here's what John says.
Amen.
Chapter 11 of Matthew and verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ.
Yes.
Has he ever done any work in your life for you?
Yes.
Should we not declare the works of the Lord?
Amen.
Yeah, come on. Yes. Praise God.
Don't forget.
Yes.
When you was dying. And they anointed you with oil in the name of the Lord. Don't forget every once in a while.
Come on.
Tell somebody after a while you'll forget it.
Amen.
Come on now. Shout with me now. Hear me.
Amen.
The Bible said they soon forgot him.
Yeah.
They soon forgot him.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Bear ye one another's infirmities. Bury one another's burdens.
Right.
Amen. Fulfilling the law of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Paul brought that law of God to him.
Right.
Amen. Repent.
Amen.
If we didn't have no law today, it would be a mess.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen. You know, we don't need a policeman until we're in trouble.
Amen.
That's the only time. Amen.
Amen.
And John, he's struggling. He's falling. And what does he say? What does he say? Listen to what he says. And said unto him, now he told the disciples, I want you to go and talk to him, ask him. He's in prison. And said to him, art thou he? Not that river.
Amen.
What, who was he saying he was?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Behold. What voice spoke to him and said, this is my beloved son. Come on now. Come on now. Do you think for one moment when he was in his mother's womb, when he heard the saturation of Mary to Elizabeth, that little man of God, a baby really, he jumped with joy. Maybe what he was saying, I'm in prison. I'm not in that womb now. I'm in prison and I need to have a word from the Lord.
Preacher, preach it.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on, preacher.
Come on.
Brother and sister, here's what we need to hear.
Amen.
We need to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
We're begotten by it, kept by it, sanctified by it, going to go to heaven by it.
Yeah.
If we live
it.
Amen.
Now watch. Watch what he said. Now this is John. This ain't your backslid preacher. Come on, are you backslid church? Come on now.
Yeah.
This is a man of God. This is a forerunner of God.
Yeah.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come? It wasn't long he did come to that river of Jordan.
Amen.
John was that.
Yeah.
Why was he asking that? What was troubling?
Yes.
Come on now. What was bothering him there? What thought came into him? Every thought that exalts itself against Christ, cast that thing down in the name of what I'm saying. Out of your tongue is the power of life and death. Use it wisely.
Preach it, preacher.
Yes.
Praise God, the preacher. Yeah.
And said unto him, or that he should come. Brother, he had already came and met John, and John met him. Or do we look for... Great God, why would he want to... Man, he was troubled.
Right.
I said he was troubled.
Right.
Brother and sister.
Yeah.
A lot of them say, well, all things continue as it was. Come on, even in the days of Noah. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
They say the Lord's coming. Well, why hasn't he come then?
Yeah, right.
You better be faithful.
Yeah.
I said, you better be faithful.
Yeah.
Come on, we got lost souls and people out there. Yeah. We got people. Come on now. God is long suffering that none perish, but all come to repentance. And I can tell you, John was a man of God. John was filled with the Holy Ghost. But he needed to hear a word again from God.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Honor and praise unto the Lord.
Come on now, church.
Glory to God.
Think of this message.
Holy out of the mighty.
This wasn't one that comes to church when he feels like it.
Amen.
Only comes to get what he wants.
Yes.
You got what you want, you'll leave what you got. Same thing that you came for, you didn't get, you left back.
Come on.
What am I saying? If you just come with what you want, come on now.
Well,
this is why I want what God wants me to have. Speak a word to your servant and I will obey.
Come on, preacher. Preach it.
I don't know about some of you, but they that live godly shall suffer persecution. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but patience have its perfect work. Oh, hear me what I'm saying. We're begotten by the word. Oh, my God. Oh, let me be a hearer, but when I hear, let me be a doer of what I hear. John says,
bless him, Lord.
John says,
bless him, Lord.
John says, I mean, this is John. This is John.
Yes.
No greater man born of a woman.
Right.
And said, are thou he that should come?
Amen.
You know, maybe don't do that so much. You think, John? He did come to that river you baptized him.
Yes, indeed he did.
Right.
Praise God.
You ever see he needed an answer again from God?
Yeah.
Amen.
Brother and sister,
yeah.
We need to have a fresh word from God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
After a while,
preacher,
the manna, after a while, the worms could eat it.
Amen. Yeah.
But that manna from heaven,
come on,
is Christ.
Amen.
Take ye and eat all.
Come on. Amen.
Now listen here, let me go on. And said unto him, are thy... Now the disciples said, Lord, John sent us to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't think Jesus didn't know who John was.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, are thy he? He told us to ask you, are you he that? Are you the one that's come? Jesus could have said, remind him about baptizing me. Remember now, tell him he's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's decreasing. Come on now. But look what the Lord tells. Now, well, now come on now. Well, tell, go and tell John, I love you. I'll see him in heaven after a while. Shout with me now.
Praise
God. He's worth it. I'm in prison because of what I was saying. Now watch this. Or do we look for another? There's a lot of other Jesuses out there.
Yes. Amen.
But brother, we better know him by the spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Come on now.
Oh,
come on.
God,
he said, many will come in my name.
Glory.
And many shall be deceived.
Amen.
Even the very elect, if all possible. He said, the love of many shall wax cold.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on now.
Come on.
Shout with me now.
Come on.
Brother, He must be your first love.
Amen.
Your yes. everlasting love. Yes. And that love that will take you to Him. To be with Him. Amen. 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 Or do we look for another?
Yes.
They that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin? Brother, we better be looking up. He said, look up, your redemption draws nigh. Come on. Come on. Come on. Now watch this.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Then Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Now watch. He's in prison. How's he going to see those things? He's in prison.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brother, come shout with me a little bit, man. Brother, do you know you can be at home and God can show you what's going on in that church? Come on now. Glory to God. Jesus can look down here and say, I know how many hairs is on your head right now.
Yes, indeed he can.
I know how much time you spent with me. I know how much time you spent at Walmart. I know how much time you've been in that television, on that telephone. But I know how much time you've been in that closet crying out in secret. But the reason I got rewarded you, you ain't been in that closet long enough. Well, glory to God. Come on now. He said, seek me. Oh, what are you saying? He said, go into that closet, shut the door, and pray to me in secret, and I will reward you openly, saith God.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Now it's easier to go to church, walk up, and say, I need the Lord to touch me. We get oil put on them. And you ain't touched him in weeks.
Come on, preach it.
Yes, indeed. Preach it, preacher.
Right.
Oh.
Blessing Father.
Yes.
Those disciples, the Lord said, here's what I want you to tell him.
Yes, indeed.
Praise Jesus God. Answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. They've been with him a while. They watched him. Healed the sick, raised the dead. Those disciples. See, they disciples are followers. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Paul said, now you follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. It takes the Spirit of God to follow Christ.
Yeah.
And he said, the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed.
Yes.
Tell John this.
Yes.
And that's some. It was a short message, but it got to the point.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Oh, isn't it a good word spoken in due season? Come on. And a word spoken in due season, how good it is. John's waiting for the word. He's waiting for the message. Come on now. And you know, he sent him to the right person. Come on. He sent two of them. For in the mouth of two or three, every word is established. Watch this now. And he said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Thank God I'm a blessed man here tonight. Come on now, we're blessed when we're not offended of Christ. Now let me go on. And as they departed, they left him. And begin to say unto the multitudes, Jesus, concerning them, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. I read it to you on and on and on and on and on and on. And then he goes down there and he said, he that have ears to hear, let him hear.
Yes, indeed. Come on, preacher, preach it, praise God.
Those same disciples that was with John at that river, they watched him baptized.
Yes.
See, they were disciples of John. But when you read other scriptures, he's standing at the river, the bank, and as Jesus began to pass by, John said, follow him.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Be careful who you follow. Because the blind are still leading the blind. Come on now. Come on. Church. They went back and said, John, we got a good report. We're eyewitnesses of what we see. And our ears and our heart burned when we watched what he was doing. And he just wanted to let you know, here's the word he has for you. The blind see, the dead are raised, the gospel is preached to the poor.
Yes.
And also, John, blessed is he that's not offended of me.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost in that place. Oh, I knew I was supposed to be preached. But I can tell you, before my head hits that basket, I'm going to be with my Lord and my Savior. My God, somebody, I believe John could have said like Paul, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness in the kingdom of
God.
I could just probably hear one say, you know what, John, you're about ready to decrease. But I could hear him probably say, now I know to be absent from the body, I'll be in the presence of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother Hall, would you come tonight? Praise God. Brother Hall, would you come? Give God the praise and glory in the house tonight. To God be all the glory.